Siemens Healthineers and Leia present The Flying Train. In days of old, a train's tale is told. Its heavy wheels on tracks forever roll. Yet in its mind, it flies so free, beyond the clouds, beyond the sea, to lands unseen where dreams unfold. On a plain Wednesday, nothing grand in sight, carrying Maria's and Jose's day and night, when suddenly a surprise appears in the clear light. A shiny stone, big as it can be, crossed the sky for all to see, with a mighty bang louder than speakers loud, startling the people, gathering a crowd. The giant rock spared our train, thank God, no shock. Yet it smashed meters of tracks ahead. Oh, what a mess it spread. Without a clue, no explanation near, a timid plim whispers soft and clear. Was it a bird? A buzzing bee? No, the mystery lies within the stone, you'll see. Though still, our train's whistle kept its cry, the tick-tick mixed with a curious sigh. Could anyone else hear? The train didn't know, but the adventure was near. The train listened close, feeling quite impressed, yet its whistle sounded off a little distressed. If only it could travel faster, not stuck to the tracks. Flying freely without looking back. Suddenly, a bright light from the meteor hits our train. Right on its front, on its face. A magical transformation was taking place. The train's wheels disappeared. Wings grew full of grace. Next to the coal engine's roar, turbines arose mightier than a jet soar. For our train to turn into a rocket's glow wasn't long now, don't you know? The train, always rusty and old, was now covered with a brand new metal. Shiny and bold, the countdown to liftoff began. We're told. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
L minus 0 seconds. Booster ignition and liftoff. Cabin pressure, normal. Close and lock your visors. Altitude, 10,000 feet and climbing. T plus 58 seconds. Translunar injection burn initiated. Boosting speed from 17,500 to 22,600 miles per hour. SLS nominal, proceed with space mission.
The first space flight was a success, to our delight. Far from the rails, close to a shiny star. It was beautiful to see the train flying so far. But what was that sound after all? Near our hero crossed a laser beam, almost fatal. Dodging every laser in a marvelous dance. Our hero sailed on with great advance. Was this a space war, perhaps? Between good and evil? A terrible clash? They weren't aiming our train, but attacking a little planet. A pink domain. Without fearing the crossfire's cry, the winged train gained the pink planet sky. In the little planet, they were all friendly, fluffy, and sweet. Who would want to do them any harm, to mistreat? Guided by its heartbeat, the train boarded the lovely creatures, as soft as cotton and so neat. They were like tiny white clouds fitting in the palm of a hand, with just one eye and a mouth repeating, "Lulu, Lulu," without end. With over 1,000 Lulus aboard the space train, in a phenomenal escape, they broke the spaceship's chain. What did all those gray ships want in the sky, with their laser beams tearing planets like paper? Oh my! Did they aim to erase all that's bright and gay? To turn the cosmos colorless in their way? The gray planets were let be, but Lulu's pink planet was facing hardships so tough, the train thought it's had enough. Tired of running away, the train had a brilliant idea, brighter than the brightest star. It was crystal clear. It remembered the most colorful sight it ever saw, so grand. The Northern Lights had a magical land. The Lulus started to cheer. They could see the light show getting near and near. The train's main door opened wide, dragging all boreal colors inside. Outside, the space war still went on. Inside, the Lulus sang their lucky song. The smart train sailed throughout space, releasing the borealis colors with all their grace. Painting gray ships as if in a dance, the spaceships that were colored wanted peace back. The ones still gray continued their attack. Gray ship on the starboard side. Prepare a happy rocket in the color of pistachio ice cream. Gray ship to port. Launch all-out fuchsia fancy attack. Let's keep on coloring all the gray ships ahead. Come on, step on the gas pedal and turn on the radio. We're heavy metal.
mothership ahead, prepare a happy megabomb with all the colors of the rainbow.
Throughout the galaxy echoed a blast. A colorful bomb crossed the space so fast, hitting the enemy's mothership once gray and cold. Now turned lime green, a sight to behold. And while the last gray ships became colored with joy, the Lulus sang their celebratory song, Dear Girl or Boy. King Lulu blew his famed horn, honoring Lulus who sang till morn. King Lulu blew his horn until his breath was gone, sounding through the space a beautiful song. It was his way to say thank you so much. You are a hero for saving our planet with your touch, and will be remembered forever as such. Let the turbines roar, fulfill the dream.
set the flying train to its fastest speed. Up we rise, feeling so free. Autopilot's on. Let's just speed. Saturn, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Pluto, all the Milky Way. This still might end, yet the universe's beauty is here to stay. Forward, companions, let's take a million lights to paint the cosmos with our colorful lights. Attention, Captain. Meteor shower ahead. Shields up now. Protect our heads. Attention, the train draws close to a planet. Beware. Swiftly, pilot, dodge this planet and that comet in the air. We're free from danger now. Let's sail through infinity. The cosmic space is ours, and oh, it's such a beauty.
Thus echoed the powerful turbines of the space locomotive, whose name we save for the grand finale, so festive. The magical train was called Imagination, leaving in its wake not smoke, but a trail of fluffy lulus, also known as Inspiration. Every day, someone claims to spot a shooting star. Look closer, my friend, and you'll notice wherever you are. The Imagination Train flying free. What a wonderful sight for all to see. Doesn't matter if big or small, young or old. You can hop on this train and go wherever you want to go. Be whomever you want to be. Beyond the clouds, beyond the sea. To lands unseen, where dreams unfold. This is the end of the story. But remember, imagination is endless. Thank you for joining this adventure. You are so brave.